The nicest two people on the radio. Dennis.
Nasty.
Tommy.
Vicious.
And Good Morning Westchester. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9. Right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
Everybody, welcome to the Steve and Lou Show, the Lou and Steve Show, with Steve Mayo and Lou Feliciani.
Hey, Lou.
How you doing, Steve?
Just great.
And everybody, don't forget this date, Thursday, March 17th, St. Patrick's Day broadcast. They're going to honor Dennis Nardone and Tony Guido at Mirage Cafe. That's 690 North Avenue. Everybody come. Me and Steve will be there, and a lot of other show hosts are coming, so... It's going to be a great day, so I hope to see everybody there. That's Thursday, March 17th. All right, now get to the show here. I got to start off, Steve. This war is horrible. You know, my heart goes out for the Ukrainian people, and kudos to them. They're fighting a battle against a big machine here. And I want to say a heart goes out to another country, Poland. Poland took in 1.4 refugee Ukraine people.
Million, excuse me.
Thank you. That's unbelievable. That's unbelievable. When they got to Poland, they had baby strollers for them. They had new clothes. They had hot coffee, hot tea, food or whatever. A lot of these people were on buses for 20 hours or in train stations for 22 hours, sleeping on floors or whatever. It's disgusting. This guy should be war crimes against this man, Putin. He's attacked churches. He's attacked schools. These are war crimes. He should be charged with these war crimes. And what gets me, everybody, I'm gonna hand it to Steve, and we got callers. But I just want to finish this. You watch, they're sending Kamala Harris. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? Kamala Harris, they're sending to Poland to put NATO troops together, to put the people together. She did a press conference, and she says to it, like, she went just like this. She says, Ukraine is a small country next to a big country called Russia. What are you talking to? First graders here? It's ridiculous. They put this woman in charge. They should have asked Condoleezza Rice, who has experience with Russia, who has experience in the Middle East, who has experience in Europe, to go there as a representative of this country. Not somebody like this has no experience at all. Steve?
That's a very good idea, Condoleezza Rice. But that would require bipartisanship, which the media likes to talk about but never practices it, never invites Democrats to practice it. Only Republicans have to do it. Let's face it. The media and the Democrat social media and legacy media are accustomed to picturing the Republicans as something from the dark ages. All bad, everything bad in history from Nazism. Why don't they throw in communism, white supremacy on the Republicans? Donald Trump's ample social incompetence, his linguistic incompetence and his potty mouth are constantly visited on the Republicans. When there is a real answer, Lou, as you point out, there's a long track record of Republican and Democrat success in talking with Europe, talking with communist nations like the Soviet Union. Let's face it, the Republicans created detente. Henry Kissinger, remember? Richard Nixon. They know how to talk to commies and former commies like Mr. Putin. And you're absolutely right, Lou. Ms. Rice, very able woman, should be called upon. There are plenty of other people to call upon. It's not being done. You won't hear a drum roll from the media stars and the media studios. It all remains to be said. You're absolutely right. And Kamala Harris's comments the other day, Lou, I think she was trying out for Romper Room or something.
That's
she was trying
said.
Out
was
for
like
something.
She was talking to a second grade class. It was ridiculous.
Raising stupidity.
Ridiculous. All right, the phone number here is 914-636-0110, Nikki behind the glass. All right, we got Gary, the first call. Let's get to Gary.
Hey, Gary.
How you going?
Hey, Gary.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you, Gary?
What
are
does
you?
The world look like to you? Come on.
So I want to keep the Ukraine war sort of in the front sights, but I want to make some side points here. So let me just go through a few points, and then we can talk about it or
go ahead.
So first thing is that we still have Russia sitting at the table with Iran negotiating the nuclear agreement. We're still buying oil from Russia to the tune of 600,000 barrels a day, which is about $72 million a day at today's price. So we're financing that activity. The Germans refused to stop buying energy from Russia because for whatever reason they need that activity. Now, while all of this is going on, we still have our own border crisis. We have confusion with the COVID mandate. Inflation is going through the roof. The crime is going on, and then they turn around and they send Harris to find out the root causes of the Ukrainian war.
Crazy
root
so
causes.
The root causes.
Yes.
So I just wanted to. I hear a lot of discussion about the Ukraine war itself, and I thought I'd bring in some of these ancillary issues.
Gary, I want to ask you a question. I find it very crazy that we are looking to make this deal with Iran, a country that says death to Israel, death to the United States. They've been saying this for the last 10 years or so, and we're going to make a deal with them. This is totally ludicrous what's going on here. This government is putting us behind the eight ball big time or whatever. You give a country like that, look what's happening now, that this war is being funded by the oil that Germany is buying, that we're buying from Russia. Stop this right off the bat. Stop the oil flow, and that's it. And don't give Iran this nuclear weapon capability, because Israel will be under threat. All of Southern Europe will be under threat. And Arab nations that want to be Western-wise are going to be under threat. And so we have to. What are you saying?
Yeah, so by the way, Biden wants to give him $11 billion to release four hostages that they have of the United States. And they're sitting there now within, I think they said something like less than 3 months, they have the capability of putting a nuclear warhead in flight.
Who are you talking about? Who has the ability in 3 months?
Iran.
Oh, Iran, for sure.
Iran?
For sure, yes. Well, the media chooses to blithely ignore these threats. And let's confront this. This is the reality. Whatever you think of Mr. Putin, are we up? Are we coming to the break?
Yes.
Gary, stay on. I want to make a last point to you, get maybe some reaction from you. This is the Lou and Steve Show.
Everything you need in the morning. Local news, traffic, weather, guests, fun conversation, and you. It's Good Morning Westchester with Dennis and Tommy. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9, right here on 1460 WVOX.
1460 WVOX.
We're back, everybody. Steve and Lou, and we got Gary on the line. Gary, finish up your points because we got a couple, about five calls backed up.
Yeah, so that's all I had for you today. I think that one of you said that you had another point to make.
Well, yeah, Gary, you know, just in the interest of time, I'm going to just wait for the next caller and then make it. Please respond if you can. Very interested. Thanks for your comments.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. All right, we have Bruce on the line. Bruce?
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Bruce, what's up?
Hey, Bruce, what's up?
Well, I want to talk to you a little bit more philosophically about who we are. Last night at our church, we had Raphael. He was from Paris, and he was a philosopher. And he emphasized over and over and again how special our country was, more special than Great Britain or France or anywhere in Europe or anywhere in the world. And he made a point that we was created as an enlightened country. We were the first to believe that there ever was a pursuit of happiness, a pursuit of happiness that even meant anything to anywhere in humanity. There's nothing like it. And we're sitting here and we wonder, what are we fighting for? Yep. Well, yeah, we're fighting for democracy, but we're fighting for the individual soul, the ability to be creative, to become somebody where nobody can stop you. And I wanted to throw that out, remind everybody who we are and why everyone turns to us, why there's this big mob coming across the border every year. And this is a special place, and we have to defend it.
Absolutely. Bruce, I think your comment is perfectly timed. And let's face it, we do know, and I think consistent with what was presented at your church, I'm sure, we do nobody else's bidding. We were a unique nation in history. We did nobody's bidding. We were independent. Our Constitution became the inspiration for other nations. Our Constitution is the inspiration for nations many Americans never heard of. And much as I am sympathetic with the Ukrainians, they're being wronged, Lou, Bruce. We follow our own course. We follow our constitutional system. And we do what's right for America and America's friends in the world. And I think just following the lead of countries who are not willing to put skin in the game, as the unfortunate expression goes,
right,
is a mistake. We should follow our own lights wherever they may take us. And I think it usually has taken us to good places, Lou, Bruce.
Bruce and Steve, you know, this should be an example to the left wing of this country. Our borders should be closed or whatever. We have our borders wide open. We have over 30,000, 40,000, 100,000 people on the borders of Texas and New Mexico and Arizona and down in the southern part of this country. This is crazy. We could be attacked anytime where people say, well, you don't know, whatever. Well, you know, this, our borders should be solid and should be closed. The left wing is the biggest problem in this country. Our borders should be closed, and these wars. People, I hear all these left wings. You hear like people say, "Well, we should go have a fly zone over Ukraine right now." I feel terrible what's happening for those people. When I see those kids, little kids, and a mother with five kids and four kids dragging them along, and the kids crying or whatever, you feel terrible. But if we go in with troops or we fly in there, it's an act of war, and then it becomes a nuclear war with two countries with over 200 ballistic nuclear missiles. That's the end of the world. So, you know, you have to look at the whole picture here.
And, Bruce, let's not forget, of course, a no-fly zone, as other people have said, is essentially an invitation to war. No-fly zones should be done for the security and safety of American citizens. If there's a no-fly zone anywhere in Europe, Asia, or Africa, let's hear the arguments. We'll support in ways we can. But I think issuing some sort of challenge to other powers, let's not forget China or India or other nuclear weapons holders, is an asking for a punch in the nose. We should think very clearly and carefully.
All right. Thank you.
I totally agree. Real quick, I hope Kamala Harris does not become a Polish joke while she's over there.
Well, she's gone halfway to it. Good point, Bruce. I credit you completely. Let me just make one point, though, I want to make before when Gary's on the phone. We know the stakes of Iran. Let's face it, Lou, you and I and many Americans, most Americans, value the safety in the Middle East of our Arab friends, Israel's peace and commerce partners, and of course Israel because of its special relationship. Such things do not affect the European powers today. So if they want to beat the war drum with Putin, I guess that's something for their own international interests or for their own domestic politics. Let them do it. I'm not a part of it. I think we have to count, as you've pointed out, Lou, Iran is the great threat. We know emboldening China, Russia's new best buddy, is a threat. And, Lou, let's talk about something that's rarely talked about, because you have to ask Kamala Harris where these countries are. There are nations that used to be part of the USSR, Kyrgyzstan, Kazakhstan, Tajikistan, Turkmenistan. I'm probably leaving one out. The Stans, they used to call them. These are Muslim states, generally peaceful, generally Sunni and not radical. Presently, they have good relations with much of the world, United States, their client, their granddaddy, Russia, and even with Israel and other moderate middle-of-the-road states. If we provoke Russia, those states become endangered by Islamic radicalism. The Russians do not want radical Islam any more than we do. And if we just cast about too wildly for no-fly zones and picking on this tyrant Putin, there's no argument, he's a bully, we're going to buy ourselves more than we bargained for.
Well, I want to touch on, I got the call up, but just hold on for 1 second. I just want to touch on what Steve says here. You know, the guy had verbal diarrhea. I'd be the first one to say Donald Trump. President Trump, he said a lot of stupid things. But we would be a lot better if he was president. He had all these things under control. You mentioned about the Stans just now, Steve, and you mentioned about the Middle East. He knew who your partners were. He knew who we could count on or whatever. It's not like going in blind, what Kamala Harris is doing right now and Joe Biden is doing. They're going into these things blind or whatever. He knew. They feared, not that they feared him, but they respected Trump because he was a man of his word or whatever. So that makes a big point right here.
Absolutely.
All right, let's get to Mike. Mike, you there?
Hi, guys.
Hi, Mike. How are you?
I'm well, thank you. And yourselves?
Good, very good. Family?
Good. I'm going to go back to the beginning, which I've been putting on social media for 3 weeks already, that the United States needs to supply we need to supply ourselves with oil the way we were doing under Donald Trump. If you drive down Main Street and you look at the gas stations there, they're all over $4 a gallon.
I know.
Last week it was $3.79, and now today it was $4.29.
It was under $2 a gallon when Trump was in office. Under $2 a gallon. It's ridiculous.
Yes. And the people who use heating oil for their homes, one of my friends said that he had to pay $1,900 to fill up his oil tank. Thank God we didn't have a really brutally cold winter.
And isn't it ironic, Mike, right now, that Nancy Pelosi makes a statement that we shouldn't be buying oil from Russia? She makes a statement like that. We had a chance to drill whatever. What was the guy's name, Steve? The governor of Ohio. What was his name? He ran for president.
I can't think of his name.
Kasich. John Kasich. Mm-hmm. John Kasich took all that shale money and he invested that money into his state, which the school taxes went down and everything else went down in his state or whatever. He did it smart. The government should be doing this. Trump wanted to do this on a national level, our whole country, or whatever. Just imagine you drill. The scientists say there's enough oil in North Dakota, South Dakota, Montana, Alaska. That supplier could supply us for the next 80 to 100 years, but we can't tap it.
Mike, but Lou, let's face it. Trump, end of the day, he's a businessman. Like Biden, a patriot. I have no doubt, I have no question about Biden's patriotism. But none about President Trump's either. The difference is a business person does the calculus. What peace is good? Making nice relations is good. Supporting minority nation rights, small nations rights is good. But at the end of the day, it's got to work. It can't put us into a depression or a recession. He knew what worked. That's why he was effective dealing with the communist Chinese, he could deal with the capitalist Chinese, Taiwan, and he dealt effectively with Putin. And what did he get for it? Your left-wing lunatics on punster television accused him of being a Russian agent. Nothing could be further from the truth. Complete lie, phoniness.
And the other thing is that China and Russia have formed this alliance, but neither one of them can exist without products from the United States. We supplied a couple, I don't know, maybe over 10 years ago or something, the United States sold all of the wheat we had to China. They bought our complete wheat crop.
Yes.
And the price of flour went up, like, enormously. More than it went up in 30 years. It went up in that one period.
All right, Mike. Thank you, Mike. Thank you for the phone call.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you, Mike. We'll be right back after this break, the top of the hour. And phone number is 914-636-0110.